Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. About every 6 months on this show, I like to check in on what's new in the world of vocal jazz. And because of the COVID-19 pandemic, these past 6 months have been quite odd for the music industry. With lockdowns in place, who knows how many artists were unable to record an album. However, some albums were still able to be released because they were recorded months or even years before the lockdown began. So that's what I'll be looking at this hour. Coming up, we'll hear some recent releases by Gregory Porter, Diana Krall, and Lauren Henderson. We'll also hear some singers from other genres diving into the world of jazz. And we'll hear some unearthed live Ella Fitzgerald recordings, as well as a tribute to the First Lady of Song. It's recent releases for the second half of 2020. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Drama.
singer Kenny Washington from his latest album called What's the Hurry, with the Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish standard Stars Fell on Alabama. Although he's based in San Francisco, Kenny Washington has been a frequent guest vocalist alongside the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at some new releases for the second half of 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic has definitely had its impact on the music industry, from canceling countless live performances to postponing an untold number of recording projects. Many of the recordings I'll be featuring this hour were able to be released sheerly out of luck. The artists were able to record them before lockdowns began, although with some studio backing, they were also able to be completed by their deadline, albeit without an accompanying tour to go along with the release. I'll start with one of the most anticipated albums of 2020, the sixth studio album of singer Gregory Porter, called All Rise. Porter was lucky in two ways. Not only was his recording completed mostly in 2019, but being the world's best-selling contemporary jazz soul artist, his label Blue Note had a pretty vested interest in getting the final product onto record store shelves, or at least into online carts and streaming platforms. All Rise is an eclectic album, bouncing from jazz to R&B, gospel to soul, and to more traditional pop, complete with lush strings provided by the London Symphony Orchestra. And like many of Porter's earlier work, it consists mostly of original and highly personal and emotive songs. I'll play one of his softer love songs from the album now, featuring a jazz trio alongside strings from the London Symphony Orchestra. Here is Gregory Porter with his original song, If Love Is Overrated, on Afterglow.
If love is overrated, let me be the one that is naive. If love is overrated, let me be the one that is deceived. Let me find that your hands that are touching me is not the hand that's supposed to be. Your lips an illusion. Let me be the only fool for your embrace. Let me fall upon my face. I like this strange illusion. If love is overrated, why is it the only thing I serve? If love is overrated, why is the one I'm in the one that I deserve? I can tell you, oh, it feels so real. Every touch that I steal, your arms an illusion. Let me be the only fool for your embrace. Let me fall upon my face. I like this strange illusion. Oh, I'm okay with love's never-ending dream. It's a risk I like to take in the hope I never wake from this thing I call my fate, reality. If love is overrated, let me be the one that is naive. If love is overrated, let me be the one that is deceived. Let me find that your hands that are touching me is not the hands that's supposed to be. Your lips an illusion. Let me be the only fool that you embrace. Let me fall upon my face. I like this strange illusion. That's the risk I like to take, in the hopes I'll never wake from this thing I call my fate. Reality, love is overrated. I like overrated. Love is overrated. I love overrated. If love is overrated, I am obsessed with overrated. If love is overrated, I'm in love with overrated.
Singer Gregory Porter, from his new album from Blue Note Records called All Rise, and his original song, If Love Is Overrated. Another album this year comes from singer and pianist Diana Krall. This album was a little more of a surprise. It was a self-produced album. However, all the recordings were done back in 2016 and 2017, under the direction of Krall's longtime producer, Tommy LaPuma, who passed away in 2017. LaPuma was a bigwig in the music industry, producing many of the biggest jazz pop records by Natalie Cole, George Benson, Bill Evans, and Miles Davis in the 1970s, 80s, and beyond. The resulting album from Krall, called This Dream of You, is both an album of rarities and unreleased songs, and a tribute to her friend. Let's hear two brief tracks from that album now. First, here is Diana Krall on vocals and Alan Broadbent on piano with the Willard Robeson song, Don't Smoke in Bed, on Afterglow.
On his dresser, and my old wedding ring, with these few goodbye words, how can I sing goodbye, old sleepy? I'm packing you in, like I said. Take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Don't look for me, I'll get a hand. Remember. smoke in on the moon for something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not pass by. I begged on the stars to throw me a beam or two. I wished on the stars and asked for a dream or two. I look for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for for a dream or two. I look for every loveliness, they all came true. I wished on the moon, wished on the moon, wished on the moon for you.
Diana Krall from her latest album, This Dream of You, recorded way back in 2016 and 2017 with the late producer Tommy LaPuma. That was I Wished on the Moon by Ralph Ranger and Dorothy Parker, and before that, Don't Smoke in Bed by Willard Robeson. Let's turn to another new album that was just released in the past few weeks from singer Melody Gardeau. Her newest album, called Sunset in the Blue, is a mixture of originals and standards, backed by an orchestra, plus some Latin jazz-inspired guitar. Gardeau also provides some wonderful vocals on the album, channeling her inner Peggy Lee or Julie London by performing in a lovely, hushed, and intimate tone. While most of the album was recorded prior to lockdown, one track on the album was recorded in May with an international group of virtual musicians recording from their own isolated studios and compiled together. Let's hear that track now. This is Melody Gardot with her original song, From Paris with Love, on Afterglow.
Lovers tucked into a quiet cafe, sat beneath a shade of red. They fall in love like falling out of bed. Half a silhouette of passerbys, have a glass within my hand. Drink to life as if there is no end. Maybe one day I will see you. Maybe one day I will see you soon. With love, my love, a kiss beneath the moon. River waken to the morning light, laser boats around the bend, shimmers once or twice to move this pen. Beauty fades before the mirror's rim, beauty knocks upon your door. Life is leading us to something more. Maybe one day I will see you. Maybe one day I will see you soon. With love, my love, a kiss beneath the moon. Into a quiet cafe, sat beneath a shade of red. They fall in love like falling out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Melody Gardot from her newest album Sunset in the Blue with her original song From Paris with Love, recorded with an international virtual orchestra compiled together from dozens of musicians recording in isolation. Our next singer that I'll feature is Lauren Henderson, a singer whose honey-sweet vocals and expressive vibrato is showcased perfectly on her album The Songbook Session. Henderson comes from the world of Latin jazz and sings frequently in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. As the album's title implies, the songbook session consists of all jazz standards. A highlight of this album is Henderson's band, which includes the marvelous pianist Sullivan Fortner, known for his work with Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. Let's hear a duet between the two of them now. It's actually a bonus track on the album. Here is Lauren Henderson and pianist Sullivan Fortner with their version of the 1945 standard Day by Day on Afterglow.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come with me, I want you to know. Stay as we go through the years, day by day.
Singer Lauren Henderson and pianist Sullivan Fortner with Day by Day, written by Axel Stordahl, Paul Weston, and Sammy Kahn. That's from Henderson's latest album called The Songbook Session. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear some more recent releases, including a couple of singers from different genres trying their hand at jazz. Plus, we'll hear two new recordings that feature the late Ella Fitzgerald. That's in just a bit. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Thank you. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been featuring some new releases in the world of vocal jazz this hour, and now I want to turn my attention to a singer who comes mostly from the world of folk, trying his hand at some jazz. It's Loudon Wainwright III, folk singer, songwriter, humorist, occasional actor, and father to singers Martha and Rufus Wainwright. And his latest album, called I'd Rather Lead a Band, features his take on mostly songs written in the 20s and 30s, with a fairly age-appropriate jazz band behind him. While he features a few tried-and-true standards on the album, including Ain't Misbehavin', Heart and Soul, and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, Wainwright also includes several deep cuts from the Great American Songbook, things like the songs A Perfect Day or The Little Things in Life. Let's hear his version of a somewhat more well-known song. This silly song fits Wainwright's wry sense of humor, and it's been performed by singers like Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, Cab Calloway, and more. Although Wainwright said he was inspired by a performance by a different Louis, Louis Prima. Here is Loudon Wainwright III with his version of the 1929 song, I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You, on Afterglow.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Yeah,
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. When you're dead and in your grave, no more women will you crave. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I trust you in my home, you rascal, you. I trust you in my home, you dirty dog. Oh, I trust you in my home. To wash your clothes, you rascal, you.
You
ask my wife to wash your damn dirty clothes, you rascal, you. Oh, you ask my wife to wash your clothes and something else, I suppose. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Yeah, you ask my wife for a meal, you rascal, you. Hey, I invite you to my house for a meal, you dirty dog. Try to steal, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. And it ain't no use to run, you rascal, you. No, it ain't no use to run, you rascal, you. Oh, it ain't no use to run. I done bought me a Gatling gun, and you think you're gonna be having some fun? I don't think so, baby. You rascal, you. When you're dead, you rascal, you.
Singer Loudon Wainwright III with the 1929 song I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal, You. That comes from his latest album called I'd Rather Lead a Band, an album of all songs from the 20s and 30s. The next singer I'll feature is another performer from the world of pop, dipping his toes into the jazz waters. Singer Paul Carrick has been known in the music industry for years as the best singer you've probably never heard of. If the name doesn't sound familiar at first, then you certainly know his voice. Carrick is a British journeyman vocalist with an expressive bluesy quality who has performed for 1970s and 80s rock and pop groups like Ace, Squeeze, Mike and the Mechanics, and more. He also had the ability to turn whatever group he was working for into hitmakers. The biggest songs from each of those groups, songs like How Long from Ace, Tempted from Squeeze, or The Living Years from Mike and the Mechanics, all featured Carrick singing lead vocals. Carrick's latest solo record, called Another Side of Paul Carrick, teams him up with the SWR Big Band, one of Europe's most prominent jazz bands. On the album, he sings a few jazz standards, as well as versions of some of his past pop hits. Let's hear one of those pop songs now, performed pretty convincingly in a jazz style. This is a classic rock radio staple, the 1974 song How Long, originally by Carrick's band Ace, sung by Paul Carrick and the SWR Big Band, on Afterglow.
Well, you're friends with that fancy persuasion. Don't admit that it's part of a scheme. And I can't help but have my suspicion. Ain't quite as dumb as I seem. You know you said you never intended to break up our scene in this way. Ain't any use pretending it could happen to us any day. Up I seen in this way. Ain't any use pretending it could happen to us any day. Well, you read with the fancy persuasion. Don't admit that part of a scheme. I can't help but have my suspicion. I ain't quite a dumb as I seem. Been going on. How long has this been going on? I've seen in this way. Ain't any use pretending it could happen to us any day. Oh, you've been with the fancy persuasion. Don't admit it's part of a scheme. And I can't help but have my suspicion.
Singer Paul Carrick, originally from the world of rock, singing some pretty impressive jazz with the SWR Big Band. That was the song How Long, a song he originally sang with his band Ace back in 1974, a track on the 2020 album Another Side of Paul Carrick. The next new album I want to feature comes from television producer, actor, and cartoonist Seth MacFarlane, whose moonlighting career as a traditional pop vocalist continues to impress. Sure, MacFarlane has the income to back recording sessions at Abbey Road Studios and a team of great musicians and arrangers like Bruce Broughton to accompany him, but he also has the vocal chops to keep up, not to mention the taste for rarities from the Great American Songbook. His latest album, called Great Songs from Stage and Screen, features exactly that, from familiar songwriters like Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cole Porter, Jimmy Van Heusen, and Jerry Herman. But his choice of song from these great songwriters tends toward the obscure, which makes it an exciting listen. Let's hear his version of one of the lesser-known songs from the 1965 Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner musical, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. This is Seth MacFarlane with What Did I Have That I Don't Have? On Afterglow.
What did I have that I don't have? What did she like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What isn't there that once was there? What have I got a great big lack of? Something in me then she could see then beckons to her no more. Oh, just a victim of time, obsolete in my prime, out of date and outclassed by my past. What did she love that there's none of? What did I lose the sweet warm knack of? Wouldn't I be the late great me if I knew how? Oh, what did I have that I don't have now? Like that I'm not like. What was the charm that I've run dry of? And what would I give if my old know-how still knew how?
Seth MacFarlane, from his latest album called Great Songs from Stage and Screen, with the Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner song What Did I Have That I Don't Have, originally from the musical and film On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. That Nelson Riddle-esque arrangement comes from arranger Bruce Broughton. While many new releases were put on hold for the second half of 2020, there were some archived live performances that did see the light of day. I want to end this hour with recordings from two different live performances, both centering around the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. The first recording comes from a 2016 tribute concert celebrating the life and music of Fitzgerald in honor of her centennial. This concert featured an all-star lineup of Patti Austin, Cassandra Wilson, Liz Wright, the Count Basie Orchestra, and more performing Fitzgerald's songs, and it took place at the theater that made a 17-year-old Ella Fitzgerald famous in 1934, the Apollo Theater. The other recording comes from Ella herself, from a performance that took place in 1962 in Berlin, a city where she recorded a Grammy Award-winning live album 2 years earlier. This 1962 concert was also recorded, but the tapes were sealed and unopened for nearly 60 years, now unearthed and restored as the Lost Berlin Tapes. It's a marvelous concert that shows off the singer's skill and charm as a live performer, and in just a moment, I'll play one of her frequent concert closers, a song that she first made famous back in the 1930s. But first, let's hear from that Ella 100 tribute at the Apollo. This is singer Liz Wright performing a song that Fitzgerald recorded with Duke Ellington, Love You Madly, on Afterglow.
Since it's so, I thought you ought to know. I love you madly. Benefits are in the sea, is not the theory for me. And that's for sure, just like I said before. I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me, I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring, it makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to say the day I hear you say to me, I love you madly. And since it's so, just like I said before, could see the happy you and me, oh, I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. To let me see the day you say to me, I love you madly. about so proudly. You know the breath of spring, it makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to see the day I hear you say hey to me. I love you madly.
Carnegie Hall, the maestro took bow after bow. He said, my dear friends, I have given my all. I'm sorry, it's all over now. When from the balcony way up high, there suddenly came a mournful cry. Mournful. Oh, Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? And if you can't sing it, you simply have to brood it. Three people, ooh, you are, you are, you are. Listen, Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton. Go on and sling it. And if you can't sling it, you simply have to. We heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we greeted you with round applause. But what a great ovation, your interpretation. Never cared much for moonlit skies. I never blinked back at fireflies. Would do. So Paganini, don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Go on and spring it. And if you can't spring it, you simply have to. Listen, Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? If the boys are bopping, ain't no need in stopping. Listen, Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it. Do they didn't do bit it and do 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 do. I heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we greeted you with round applause. But what a great ovation, your interpretation. Baba do be doo 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 doo. Listen, Paganini.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald, live in Berlin in 1962, with one of her famous concert closers, Mr. Paganini. That comes from the brand new, recently unearthed recording known as the Lost Berlin Tapes. Before that, we heard singer Liz Wright from an Ella Fitzgerald 100th birthday tribute concert in 2016 with Duke Ellington's song Love You Madly. Both of those recordings were released this year. Thanks for tuning in to this look at some recent releases for the second half of 2020 on Afterglow. And just a reminder, in this difficult year for the music industry, I hope you do your part to support the musicians that you love. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.